Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Yes. I'm Brad.
I'm Casey.
We're in a band called Now Now.
Let's see. We got you Minneapolis, but it's really Blaine, to be exact. Yeah. First record since 1912. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
You know, music takes hundreds of years.
I did that. 1912. Yeah. I knew what I was doing there. New album. I'll do in the full announcer voice. New album called Saved. Amazing. Look at that. He's wearing the merch.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
He's wearing the merch, baby. We're going to go down some of what happened during that 6 years. But if you had like a minute to give an update, like if somebody didn't know nothing and someone said, 6 years, okay, you're a graphic designer. We know that. Okay, you were working on songwriting. We know that. But, you know, 6 years is a long, that is a long time between records, forgetting the fact that life goes on.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. It went by really fast in a way.
It just feels like I don't feel like our life goes in terms of like one record to the next.
I feel like for the most part though, like everyone, we have so many people being like, we're with you, just take your time, like we want you to make the record.
You've curated good fans.
We really have. I feel like we're lucky. Like even at shows, everyone's usually super polite and kind and nice.
I feel like I experience more than you do in general. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you experience the same things that I do.
Is he in a bubble?
I think I just get more of the brunt of it either way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like we do have really good fans in general, but I have experienced negative than you have, I think.
I mean, there's always negative people out there.
What do you attribute that to? Never mind, that's not a real question.
Yeah, just people.
Yes, indeed. What can we say about MySpace that hasn't been said? Nothing's really changed about how people are discovering bands, right? But that was the very first moment.
The difference is that was like one of the only, you know, social media platforms at the time. So it was a little bit more concentrated, whereas now there's like 7 million different places to look.
I feel like a lot has changed, actually. Mm-hmm. It feels like even from when we started putting music online to even the last album to now, it feels like a totally different world.
I mean, how do you balance that? You know, well, we're making a record, we have fans, there are expectations, but I'm from here on in, it's gotten to that moment where I'm going to put out stuff that I like.
Well, I think that's the most important thing, regardless. Like, we're not going to put out a record that I don't think people would feel.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, like they wouldn't be able to. It wouldn't be a good record, and I don't think people would connect to it in the same way if it wasn't something that we genuinely loved and took our time with.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can get away with it to an extent, but it you can't long term get away with putting out albums that you don't love. It's not gonna work.
Like, imagine going on tour for 2 years and having to play these songs.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use this in quotes. Sonic changes.
I think that feels more like an outward thing compared to what the inner part of the song is. So I don't think it was about changing the outside, like the appearance of the song. It was more just like writing things we liked and just, yeah.
Writing a summer album for summer 2018. What, in your mind, because just what you, the road you were just going down, what to you makes it feel like summer?
It wasn't even, well, when we wrote the album, we didn't know when it was coming out. So it wasn't an intentional, this is meant to be, you know, for a season or anything like that. But it just happened to be when it happened. And summer is my favorite season.
Genres. When you hear the words emo pop.
I haven't heard those words.
Those words
time.
Are out there quite a bit still. Uh-huh. When people are looking to genre-lize. Mm-hmm. Right. But we don't live in a world where the song is forward anymore. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree.
I think it's starting to change.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like even a few years ago with The Weeknd, which was like sounded so different and nothing like what was on the radio at the time.
I think there's little like, yeah, there's little reaches into like kind of like how the almost how the 90s felt, where it was like anything could be on the radio as long as it was a good song.
You always wanted to produce girl groups. Ready?
Yeah.
When you heard her first four track, when you heard that first song, did you say, yeah, okay, I found my girl group?
It wasn't really like that. I feel like our connection like went a little bit deeper than that.
I love the look
that.
On your face, by the way. I love that. That's right there. That was it.
I think, okay, so the reason why I say that was I think I wanted to produce a girl group because I had my sister and my cousin and our two neighbors who were, that was like my girl group that I was trying to put together. Yeah, I don't think that when I heard her four track, I was like, oh, my star has arrived. But more so like I felt it a connection and I was like, oh, finally someone that I can connect musically with. That's never happened before.
Has anybody ever asked you to sing a couple of stanzas of We Will Meet Again?
Yes. They well, have? Not sing it, but they...
Wow, you really did do your research.
Well, yeah, we sort of spoke about it.
Yeah, well, what if I asked you to sing the first couple of lines to him?
Absolutely not.
Really?
That's no, on a CD that's, somewhere.
Hey, why don't you sing it for her?
No, that's locked
it's
away.
It's a secret song just for that time period.
Yeah, it doesn't exist outside of that.
I didn't think I was going to get it, but, yeah. See, but it got me where I wanted to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it was a good try.
I know. One of these days. Does paying your dues ever end?
I think when you're so deep in it, it's kind of hard to have this perspective that everyone on the outside has, and it kind of always feels like you're grinding and always working towards something, and I'm kind of happy for that because I don't know that I want to feel like completely settled, you know, because that feels boring.
Sinks. Let's talk business. Mm-hmm. Let's talk business. Money. Let's talk Grey's Anatomy was really early days in coveted placement. That was like probably, I think Grey's Anatomy might have been, forgetting movies, soundtracks. I distinctly remember that when Grey's Anatomy started using music like yours, it was a complete sea change for an artist because artists said, oh, and nobody knew that like it was going to go from CDs to streams or all the stuff we live with today. You know, as artists, it's kind of like, isn't that, like, how do you balance the, well, we need the money and it's a sink, and then the, well, I don't know if I really want to be on a Coca-Cola commercial.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess my biggest fear in terms of placements and stuff like that is being the band from that one thing. I've specifically said probably several different times in the last couple months about how I don't want a big sink like that because I don't want to be the band from that one thing.
This is the quote. Creative differences in the songwriting process leading to a departure.
It's just like, it's hard to have multiple people's stories going on in one story. I think that's really all.
You toured this overseas first, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
UK yeah. and EU. Yep. Was that a decision you made or?
No. When we booked that tour, we didn't know that's when the album was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had that tour booked for that time, and then coincidentally also the album was coming out.
Ask each other a question. Anything. I know there's something you wanted to ask.
What?
Brad.
What are you most looking forward to about being home?
I am looking forward to restarting my PS4 Plus subscription and seeing your cat. What about you?
You're asking me the same question I asked you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Sprout, my cat. And my mom and my grandma. Sprout is an alien. I don't believe she's a cat at all. I don't know where she's from. It's not Earth. And she's not a cat.
Did you adopt her from a shelter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the shelter just to look, which always, you know, means you're going to leave with an animal.
Oh, yeah.
And there were these two younger cats, and she reached out of the cage at me and was grabbing at me. And so then I just...
They panicked.
Yeah. She grabbed me. And then that I started panicking because someone walked by and was like, oh, they're being adopted. And I was just... I went into full panic mode. I was like, I need this cat. Please.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.
So okay. We've heard.
And what did it... Oh, you've been tipped?